Because the clients that I represent, who are lawyers and law firms, have had a lot of experience with firing lawyers, mainly not firing lawyers and getting in trouble for, not firing clients and getting in trouble for that, or firing the clients and doing it the wrong way. And that's been my experience, that the process of either failing to fire a client that needs to be fired, or by firing a client and doing it the wrong way, gets people in a lot of trouble. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about a little bit today. What I'm going to talk about is, first, the kind of clients that we all have that you should consider terminating. Second, I'm going to suggest to you that pruning your client base of these clients can actually strengthen and grow your practice rather than just cutting down on your income. And then I want to talk briefly about how to do it in accordance with ethics rules, and from a practical standpoint, how to do it in a way that lessens your risk of getting a future claim or grievance from your client. So first, let me talk about the types, categories that I've seen clients that are problematic and people, lawyers, should consider possibly terminating. So the most obvious one, of course, is, and probably the one that a lot of people only have experience with, is non-payment. Clients that don't pay or can't pay or stop paying. And